Hey, everybody, welcome to the No Onions Podcast, where we talk to filmmakers, playwrights, actors, crew members, fans, and so on about their unpopular opinions on popular productions. Today, with me, I'm so excited. I have a friend of mine, a giant in the filmmaking scene. He's a cinematographer, director of photography, editor extraordinaire, one of the greatest actors I've literally ever met. You've seen him on Tubi, Peacock, Prime TV. Listen, wherever you are, whether you're listening, whether you're watching, I need you to welcome the one and only the GOAT, Mr. Michael Michael. Bro,
Start
what's
making ghost
good?
sound like bad. Wait, that's a P very
Hey,
bad.
bro. Own it, bro. Own it,
Oh
man.
man, appreciate that. Appreciate that. What
Nah,
is
bro.
due?
Yeah, bro. I'm glad you came through, man. Like, it's when you have like a format like this, you try to like get people that the people gonna enjoy, you feel me? But at the same time, you also want to have people that you're gonna have some type of like chemistry with, where it's not dead and all that. So to have you on here, and I know we like I kind of like we like know each other, you feel me? So it's a little different for me, but it's also something to look forward to, because I feel like we're gonna have a lot to talk about, bro.
We're
But
gonna be on here talking. Yeah,
for sure. And before we jump into it though, man, I do want to make sure you let people know where they can follow you, bro. Where they can, like, if they want to become a fan, if they need to hire you, if they need to give you the audition, like whatever they need, how can they do
so
that?
all my social medias are the same. It is Michael Michael, MichaelMichaelMYKKEL, and that's pretty much across the board on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I guess if y'all TikTok. That's pretty
Yeah.
much it.
Okay, cool. So since we there, I'm gonna go ahead and start right there. So like Michael Michael, like where the name came from, bro? Like, talk,
It's
I don't know if
a
we ever
very
talked about
unique name. No, you know what's funny? People be asking me like, so is it Michael Michael? No, it is Michael Michael.
it.
It's the same name twice. It's just spelt differently. It's a name that we came up with, and we thought it was very creative and unique, and that's basically where it came from. Actually, I know this guy. Go ahead, real quick.
No, I was about to
I
say
know.
it sound like a like an artist name, like Milli Vanilli.
See, it could be an
But
entertainer. When I know this guy I used to go to middle school with. He used to spell his name Michael MYKEL. So he was the only other person I knew that spelled their name like that. Mine just had an extra K in it, so.
Okay, cool. Because I know, like, when we be on set, and I'll be like. Like Mike, hey, Michael Michael. Like, oh, no, my
Now I make people say it. I'm saying like Michael Michael. They be like double M. No, like my guy called me. He's like double M. I'd be like, I'll let it pass, but Michael Michael next time.
bro. Don't be giving me no nicknames. I'm Brandon, bro. Like, make sure you say I'm
Right.
so right. Facts,
Gonna
facts.
change my name. That's crazy.
Nah, for real,
Because you're
bro.
too lazy to say the whole name, so you just want to give it a shot.
Right. Right, nah, bro. Do you watch Baddies by chance?
I have not watched Baddies this season. Now, I used to watch them a lot,
Because
but I didn't watch this season.
the first fight of the season was over a name. The other girl's pronouncing the other girl's name wrong. Anyway, that don't matter. We ain't talking about them. I'm trying to promote our own shows. But yeah, bro.
Bad Girls Club, but not Baddies.
Man, bad girls. Anyway, we're not
Bad
promoting them. But yeah.
Girls Club.
Yeah, I used to watch.
That's gonna be my show.
So I used to watch it. So I didn't watch it like at home, but whenever I would go with my uncle, my cousin, who's, we consider my brother, he would watch it. Like, he'd be watching everything. Bad Girls Club, Big Brother, like Real World, like all of it. We
He
used
was hooked. That's when
Yeah, man.
reality TV shows was at a prime time. And it's not
Thanks.
like that no more.
Nah, man. Zeus is trying to bring it back. Shout out to Zeus. Y'all doing y'all thing. But yeah, man. So listen, so since we talking about film, right? What's your favorite format? Like, do you prefer TV shows? Do you prefer movies? Do you prefer stage plays? Like, what's your preference?
That's tough because a good TV show can draw you in for a couple episodes. A good movie, man, that's a good. It won't be stage play, I tell you that. It will not be stage play. We can eliminate that one off the board. I like movies probably more. The thing with TV shows is so You know, back in the day, you had the 22, 23 episodes. Now it's like 8 or 12. Yeah. But every episode ain't always as good as the other episodes. Sometimes you get those filler episodes or the episode that's not really good. It's kind of boring. With a movie, you kind of, you got to keep that going throughout the whole movie. So yeah. I'll probably go with movie because TV shows be slipping every episode or two or three, but I get it.
Yeah, no, I dig that. I was just watching. I won't name them because I, you know, no harm to people, but I ain't trying to get everybody else, you know, spotlight on this. But I watch a movie that comes out on Fridays, and last week they did a Mother's Day episode. When I tell you that was the most longest, drainingest, like, bruh. Like nothing happened, you know what I'm saying? But then this past Friday, all right, cool, okay, we back.
So it goes like that. Like I'll be watching The Flash, and they be having these random musical episodes, and I dig a good musical, but it just, the last episode was so intense, and now we over here singing lullabies. Next episode, I'm like, no, give me a good movie.
Facts.
Keep it consistent. I'm gonna pick a
special
movie.
Especially when they do like the holiday episodes type things, it's like Christmas and I feel you. Yeah, I think if I'm honest, I never thought about this question myself. Honestly, I would probably be the same. I would probably choose movie too. I will say that I have recently become a fan of short films. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the anthology like series, like American Horror Story.
Yeah,
where it's like every episode is different.
I've actually never watched that. So I see the clips on TikTok. So I
watch it. Watch it, bro.
Other than that, yeah.
And I promise you it's gonna give you mad ideas because I know how your brain works as far as creating. So it's gonna give you so many ideas, dog. Speaking of, what you got coming up, man? You got anything like about to drop? Like
working on? You know, I got nothing dropping. You know, I'm just No, so I got a couple things dropping. Obviously, She Dark Skin is on the top of the list. That's our movie. That's dropping. Currently working on Views as of right now. If I can get out of my head, I can finish it.
Bro, wait, before you go, talk about that, bro, because like people don't get it. Like as a filmmaker, as a producer, as a director, like carrying that thing to the finish line. Like,
yeah, bro. So the biggest mistake I think I've made, and I'm probably going to keep making them because it's just me, is trying to do every role by yourself. Trying to be the actor, trying to be the writer, trying to be the filmmaker, trying to be the editor. It is mentally draining and exhausted. That's the first part.
Facts. No comment.
Second part is when you go back and you're editing, you always see things you don't like about anything. You can be the filmmaker, you can be yourself. You can like, dang, I should have did that different. I don't like it. Yeah. But when you get a second set of eyes to look at it and they like, oh, this is good. They start laughing. It's like, all right, maybe it's just me.
That's
so if I can
dope.
Just get out of my head, then, you know, it'll be okay. But that's an ongoing battle.
That's a pretty dope conception of, I mean, is that the word I was looking for? Anyway, that's a pretty dope thing to consider because recently, well, you know, we also working on the film, The Perfect Victim. Yeah. That you was AD on, you feel me? And like with that film, like the dude who's editing it was not on set. So, you know, when you get the product back, like he, you know, sends you a edit and you're looking like, wait, I know there was a better take than that. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
For him, you know what I'm saying? He look at it, he like, oh no, this was good. You know, so yeah, it does help to have that like extra set to not try to do everything by yourself.
Because being in your head would completely just, it'll just get stuck there. And then you'll come back years later like, dang, I should have finished that.
Yeah, facts. Amen to that. I wish there was something that we could like on Drink Champs, they say, yeah, drink that.
I'll go real quick. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Nah, facts. I think I got something upstairs too now I think about it. But yeah, nah, that's real. That's real though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you literally start a project. Man, I got this film too, or this series. Mm-hmm. No matter of fact, the one I'm trying to get you to pick up or to be in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I started that joint in 2013, and it's 2025. You feel me? And it's like still not done. I mean, you got 3 seasons written,
yeah,
and they ain't filmed nothing.
Yeah, So yeah, it's hard making film sometimes.
Yeah. Speaking of, so like as far as filmmaking, what do you think like the three? So okay, so this is the No Onions podcast, right? So basically, I hate onions. But you know, every chef that I've met or seen on TV feels like onions are a part of this holy trinity, right? Like onions, what's the other one? Peppers and garlic. Holy trinity of flavor, right? So, but I hate them. I hate them no matter what anybody else thinks. I hate them. But there are three top ingredients important for flavor. So what do you think the three top ingredients are for a successful film?
You know, and I watch these podcasts and I'd be like, I'm going to have a great answer. Because no matter what people say, it's kind of like the same, you know, 12, 13 things.
And it's hard to do one without the other.
Right. Story making is number one. I think you need to have a good script to draw people in. It has to make sense, too, because I see some, and I'm never going to say names, but I see stories, and it can be mine, whatever. I don't care. It can be stories that start off really good, and then it begins to not make sense. And then towards the end, you lost them completely. So story making has to be great. I see people on here say actors. Sometimes the acting be, it makes a huge difference, but it doesn't always make a huge difference. I've seen some bad actors with a great story. And we like some of the earlier Tubi days. I'm gonna say earlier, so Tubi.
The earlier Tubi days.
So you know what I mean. Some of the earlier Tubi days had some really bad acting, but the story was pretty good, so it kept us interested. So I won't say actors, but I will say story making. I will say a great team, because I just mentioned how difficult it is to do everything by yourself. And I believe if you have a team with you, it makes everybody's job easier. It's a lot less stress on the actors, directors, camera, because you got the whole crew. So the third one would be, believe it or not, I'm going to say how it's filmed, like the lighting. And for me, that's just for me personally. I hate watching a movie. And
so the quality, basically.
Yes. Now, I don't mean a 4K camera, but I hate watching a movie and the audio is not sync. That's
right. Thing.
I hate watching the movie. Audio sounds good, and then out of the blue, it goes really low. And I'm like, well, I can't hear now. I hate seeing bad lighting, overexposed shot, but that's the videographer in me as well. So that has to be bias.
No, I think those are fair. Like, I'm really, really big. I will say that on every podcast interview I've had so far, story making, the story, the script, like all of those have been pretty, like everybody has said that. Because, I mean, if you got a whack story, you know, like, nothing else kind of matters, right? Team, for sure. I wish more people would understand the importance of a team, because if you got everybody working hand in hand, working for a like goal, you know, for a common goal, like it works better. So I completely agree. How it's filmed, I agree with you. I try not to get stuck there myself because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being real with like where we are financially sometimes, I'm like, okay, I know I have to compromise on some stuff. You feel me? So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I can compromise on that shot, or maybe I can compromise on that lighting, or what I'll try to do is like write the script in a way that I don't need certain lighting for it to look good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, even for some people, even if you use the iPhone, like, it's really the way it's shot. You can never go wrong with an over-the-shoulder shot.
Right.
And if don't shoot towards the light, if you outside, like use, like even like this light I got back behind me, it's just natural light.
Yeah.
Use that. Utilize that the best way you know how. It's just some people that don't put no effort into it at all.
Yeah.
Now, I know some things you can't control because, you know, the way we live in the finances is ridiculous. Yeah. And it's hard to afford these gadgets.
Yeah.
But you can still make a quality film with not the best material.
Facts. We'll try to edit that part out.
stay on that side, please.
The other thing, so you mentioned actors, right? And I wanted to circle back to it because you said you weren't going to include them. And I'm kind of glad you didn't, because a lot of people do, especially actors. And you're a great actor. So it was interesting to hear you not mention it, but I agree with you, because I think about so many films that are like that made millions in the theaters that had horrible acting.
Right. These are professionals.
Yeah. These are professionals. You know, like it's, you know, we want, as actors, we want to say acting is important. And I do feel like acting is something that we should take seriously. And when you can cast great actors, you should. But unfortunately,
yeah,
sometimes you can have a great film without great actors.
Right. Or you picked in the wrong actor for the wrong role. Like, some actors can be really good at certain things and horrible at others. And I guess when you don't get the role, it can be a little discouraging. Like, dang, I'm not good enough for that. Yeah. But if you understand your lane, that'll help you at least start in your career. And as you, you know, continue to blossom, then get better.
Yeah. And sometimes I think, too, like, with actors, like you said, as far as the casting of them, like, sometimes you're casting an actor solely for whatever their look is, you know what I mean, like, whether they meet the aesthetic, you know, regardless if they're great. If you need somebody who's big and scary, you may not need a great actor. You just need somebody who's really big and scary,
right? They just fits the role.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I it was just kind of, like I said, it's dope to hear you say that. So
I hear a lot of people say actors, and I'm never going to say that's a wrong answer, because it's just, you know, what's for you. But
100%. I mean, I acting is important. Like, I love actors. I love great actors. I love actors who know their lane, too, like you said.
Ooh, like, they call them one-trick ponies, but, hey, it's working for them.
If that pony getting hired for gigs, hey.
Hey, I'm going to ride that pony, too. Pause. But you're good. I'm going to stay in that lane until, you know, another lane opens. Yeah.
100%, bro. 100%. So, all right. So, real quick, because I want to jump into our film of the day. So, because this is gonna be a little differently, and I don't want to miss it. We can come back to all this stuff because it's good stuff. But I do want to make sure we talk about the film. So, of course, normally on the show, we basically talk to people about their unpopular opinion about popular productions, which means if there's a show or a movie or stage play that everybody raves about, or majority of people rave about, and this one person is going to say, well, I don't like it for this reason. Today, we're going to approach it a little differently and talk about a film that may not have been as successful, worldwide, or, you know, majority of people may not have given it the credit that you feel like it's due. So in that case, what film are we talking about today?
Well, first of all, I don't feel like this artist gets the appreciation he really deserves. And I say this is my favorite actor. I've said it numerous times, and it's Marlon Wayans, A Haunted House. That is a hilarious film. He's my favorite actor. A lot of my writings come from his family's inspiration, like the whole horror comic. I'm obsessed with that. It's because of them.
Facts. Bro, I'm with you. Like, Wayans Brothers, man. Wayans Brothers raised us. Bro, like, we'd be at home by ourselves just watching the Wayans Brothers, or just watching I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, or just, you know what I'm saying? Just, bro, like,
they probably do get the flowers, but I feel like they deserve more flowers than
I agree. I agree. Because they just got something, was that NAACP? They got awards, they got acknowledged. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was cool. But yeah, I definitely think they deserve way more too. And then we overlooked the amount of people that they put on, you know what I'm saying?
Jim Carrey, he's on because of them. Keenan.
Jamie Foxx,
yep. Everybody from that in Living Color cast. Yep.
100%, bro. Like, they my favorite suit, dog. I got this video where Marlon Wayans is shouting me out, bro. I might put this on the end of this
podcast, this on the end.
Bro.
Put it on the end.
Yeah, bro. Like, bro. So, look, I ain't going to try to spoil nothing, but me and you working on something to kind of, like, inspired by them, too.
We are.
Yeah.
I got a to-do list, and it's on my to-do list for Saturday before I waste my day on this video, bro. I got about 10 things I have to do before 12 o'clock, and that is one of them. That's number two.
Number two, okay. So, made top two. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Because what happened is, you come up, not you, like, in general, we come up with these ideas, and then we set them aside. Like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Right. I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow becomes 2 years later. You're like, dang, I should have did that. So for me, because I get so distracted easily, I gotta make a list of things that I need to do. It's like a weekly to do list.
Hold on, bro. I ain't mad at you. Let me show. I got a list too. Hold on. It's because you, hey, bro, you spot on, bro. It's literally just like that, bro. Here go mine. You can't see everything.
Well, see, there you go. See, I write mine on a piece of paper too. But you, because you know, you waste so much time not doing what you're supposed to do in life. And yeah. Then you go back and like, man, I should have did these things. And then I hate being there because I'm still there sometimes. So to not make excuses for myself, I have to do it.
Yeah. But the good thing too is like when you keep the list, it holds you accountable. And yep. even if you check off one thing off the list, at least you got something done. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the worst part is to have a list full of stuff and then look back in a year and nothing's done.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing's done.
I know that feeling, bro. But yeah, man. But like I just feel like back to what we was talking about as far as like films and everything. Like I think one thing I wish people would kind of embrace the week, because you and I we got a few projects that we have worked on. Mm-hmm. We got a couple on Prime already together. Matter of fact, it's a we had one short film, and then we had four interviews, which is a part of a series.
Yep.
She pours Hope Vibes. Y'all check us out. Amazon Prime. But yeah. So like, as far as film as a whole, bro, like, what do you feel like? Because like I said, me, you talk a lot, so I'm trying to figure out how to ask a question that I don't and not assume the answer because I already know the answer. You feel me?
Yeah.
But like, how do you feel like we could like be better in like where we are in terms of, you know, getting stuff out that's quality? You feel what I'm saying? Like, not just throwing something out to say you did it, because you do want to check the list off, but also making sure you did it as right as possible.
See, that goes back to the whole having a good team. Before I'm going to say a good team, I'm going to say ego. I will never say names, but people egos is a reason
you
why
you got to say name, bro.
Oh my God. Cause there are filmmakers in the world. I'm going to just say generally.
Yeah, in the world.
It's in the world.
Yeah.
But there's some gatekeepers for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I never forget the first time I tried to do a film. It was a pilot, 30 pages. It was like an old black school film. It was about two people, and they got their teachers. So it was one of those films. I asked this guy. He's like, yeah, I'll do it for you, but I'm going to charge you $20,000. What am I going to get? Then he sent me the 7-page paragraph of legal document. I'm stupid. I'm naive. I had no idea. My stupid self go to Wells Fargo, but that's where I bank at. I got to the bank. I said, hey, can I speak to the banker? One of the bankers pulled me in a room. We talking. And I'm telling him everything. And he's like, well, how you going to give me my money back? Very important question.
Very important question.
I'm going to give you $20,000. How am I going to get you your money back? I was like, well, I was going to charge people like $1 to watch it. I think we can get this audience, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, he shut it down. It was like, no, good luck, but no. So I'm like, well, for $20,000, I can buy my own equipment and figure it out and not charge people all these high prices, because I know realistically everybody can't afford $20,000. I can't. Yep. Some can't even afford $5,000 sometimes. So
yeah,
having a team is number one. And putting your ego down, because like, why are you charging people $20,000 when you don't have the credentials or the work to match that price?
That part, bro. Your quality isn't $20,000.
It's not.
And for anybody that's listening that's not in film, let me say this. Let us say this. So $20,000 in and of itself is not a lot to produce a movie.
Right.
It's not a lot when you talk about paying the actors, paying the crew, paying the services for the food, you know, paying wardrobe. Like, it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things. But to pay $20,000 for one person who does not have the quality to warrant $20,000.
It's crazy. And
because if they don't have the quality, then it makes it harder for you to get the money back. Because what you going to do with it when it's done?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't pay $20,000 to have something, and you know, bless YouTube. Thank you, YouTube, for the opportunities and, you know, letting us have a platform. But you're not making no money off YouTube just because you posted your movie there.
You're not, and you have to meet certain requirements to get the money back. Now, of course, you can charge people like $4 or $5, but are you going to have $20,000 worth of people wanting to watch?
Right.
Not even watch, want to pay to watch. They'll watch it for free.
Right. But
don't you tell people they got to pay things, they're going to be like, eh, I'll think about it. I'll put it on that to-do list.
Right.
Never get to it.
Right.
You got to watch out for people that's going to try to take advantage of you. And they're always going to try to take advantage of you. That's just part of the game and part of the business. So
Everybody trying to get up. Oh, I'm trying to get over on each other, which is the part I hate about this thing.
Yes.
Which kind of like you said, like one of my goals and focuses is when somebody hires me to direct, if they hire me to write, like my goal is, okay, I'll come on and do this. I'm not going to beat you over the head for my charge anyway, but also I'm going to help you bring this thing to pass without getting raped in the process.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And excuse me if that triggered anybody. I mean like financially right. and you know, professionally taken advantage of. Like, so I'm going to say, all right, so we can find somebody that can film for this. And that, and we this person will do filming, lighting, editing, sound, you know, we'll make mm-hmm. sure all that's covered. We can, you know, I'll show you resources and ways that you can get set locations. I'll show you, like, so I'm going to help you do that stuff so that you don't experience, you know, that. And when you get to the end of it, you still have a quality that you're proud mm-hmm. of that you might can, you know what I'm saying, yep. make some money off of.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you my starting rate, and if that doesn't work, I'll compromise. Because I know what it's like. I've been there, and sometimes I'm still there, even though I got equipment. I'm still there sometimes. So, like, I just don't like how people try to, like you said, take advantage of you in this business. But I know it's part of the game. They're going to do it anywhere and everywhere they can. Right. Scammers are going to scam. So.
Yeah, facts. And I think if I had to put myself in their shoes, I think maybe they're feeling the same way, right? Like, man, people will call you, ask you to film for free, and you don't make no money. So I'm gonna charge $20,000. I was with you until you got to the amount. Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm gonna do it for $30 now.
Yeah, facts. But
come on. Because it takes time to edit, it takes time to film, it takes time to direct. So
yeah. But be fair, because like the way I always equate it, if I had a conversation with somebody, I'm not going to mention her name, a few years ago.
We like, I'm going to do this, but I'm not
going to mention it. We don't believe in bashing people. That's not what we're in the business.
If you see the interview, like, damn, that was me. Like, hey, there you go.
Hey, we can talk about it too, because I'm not lying. We're not lying. But I had a conversation, and it was like, basically, you know, I feel like if you're going to do film, right, I'm going to charge you my hourly rate in terms of, and I could be wrong, right? But if I work for a company making $18 an hour, if I love to do film, why am I trying to charge you $100 an hour?
Right.
Like, why don't I just say, okay, I'll do it for $18. At least I'm making the same thing, and I love doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why I'll just give you a base rate as far as film. But it depends on how long they pay. I'm not, man, 3-hour films and all of that. Like, it's like after 80 pages, it's going to go up a little bit more because that's already 100%. An hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it can get lengthy. And especially you got to, because it doesn't start during the editing. It doesn't start during production. Like, once you get hired to do a film, it starts right then. You got to plan. Mm-hmm. You got to acquire the equipment. You got to, you know, see who you need to hire to assist you. And I'm just talking about, like, as far as, you know, filming wise, but on the other end, like, you got to start conceptualizing, you got to brainstorm, you got to do the outline, you got to write the script. Like, so it's like a lot of pre-production that goes into place
beforehand. Storyboards.
Like, so I get all of that. I just still feel like, hey, if I make at my regular job $25,000 a year, why am I trying to charge you $25,000 for this one film? That's crazy to me.
And I tell this story to everybody. I just be, because I'm so blown away. And I look at, because I still follow this person.
Same. I still follow.
I look at where this person's at, and I'm like, you're not even doing anything anymore. So you would have just, I'm so happy that bank. I wish I knew that bank dude there. I would just like, thank you. Cause that was stupid for me to walk in that bank and ask for that loan.
I'm so grateful for that bank dude for you, bro.
They wouldn't have gave it to me anyway. But I mean, I'm happy to the point that I was trying to figure it out. Like, I wasn't going to be discouraged by the number, but I'm happy that God was like, bro, no, go buy your own black magic and, you know, do it that way. And it's worked out.
And you do good work, bro. Like, and it's, you know, like, we all have to go through those learning processes. I'm just glad you didn't have to take it on the chin. Because when I used to do music, like, I literally paid a couple $1,000s for a song and still never got the song. The guy oversold himself. Man, I heard the product and it was like trash. Again, no names being mentioned. So, you know, I was like, dang, like what? Nothing I can do unless I go to court. And then if I go to court, now you got the court fees. Now you got times you got to take off and whatever. So that's why I kind of let that go. But yeah, I'm with you. Dang, I forgot what I was about to say. But So I just feel like at the end of the day, I'm glad you didn't have to take that L in that way.
And speaking of scammers, real quickly, for people that's starting off acting or in acting, you gotta be aware of those like scamming agencies. Like when I first started, this agency called One Source Talent that charged me $500 for the interview and then put me on their website for $50 a month, and I was so stupid. I had a little money back then too, but I was so stupid that I still did it anyway, paid them $500, $50 a month, and never got a gig or audition ever.
Where were we in our friendship at that time, bro?
Because I wasn't living here yet.
Oh, okay.
I was still living in Milwaukee at the time.
Got you. Yeah, bro, they tried it, man. They got so many people. I'm not even gonna name the people that they got. Because
I don't care, because I don't think they in business no more. But
yeah, no, well, no, they probably have a different name. Like there's this thing that comes every year. I'm not even gonna shout them out because I don't know what kind of like legal stuff they got, and I ain't trying to get my little podcast shut down. But they come every year and they do this big casting call, and then once they get you in, they try to charge you for classes, they try to charge you for representation. They basically say something along the lines of, hey, if you come through, I'll let you, they'll say like, you're really good, I really like you, but you need some work, so pay me $500 and you can take these classes, and then when you take these classes, then we'll sign you. And it's like,
Now I will say you do pay for classes, not that agency, but like acting classes, you do pay for classes. But as far as representation, they don't get paid unless you get paid. That's how it was explained to me after a while by one of my earlier mentors named Bria. She's on like Chicago PD, but they don't get paid unless you get paid. So all that charging you to not do any, that's crazy work.
Right. Or just charging you a monthly retainer just for you to be a part of their agency.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So be aware of scammers. And then like for filmmaking, you can rent the equipment. I know me. I see a new camera and I'll be like, man, I'm about to spend $5,000, $6,000 on this camera when I can just rent it for like $300 a day. So for filmmakers, do that instead of just like going broke for a camera that you're not going to use every single day.
Yeah. And while we talking about money, plan ahead. Like one of the big things that'll really help is if you take the time out, because I know everybody just want to get on set. I get it. Mm-hmm. We all want to get on set. That's the funnest part, right? But take the time out to do the pre-production, do the work to plan your budget, do the research, find out how much it costs, find out how long you're going to be filming so that you don't, you know what I'm saying? So that you don't under budget and you don't spend unnecessary funds. So then that way you can go in and get the job done and stay on task and save some money. One thing about this thing, bro, like, God bless Tubi. Let me say that, because I've heard a lot of success stories from Tubi.
Right. Like my girl, Crystal the Doll. I can't wait to work with her one day.
It's a lot of people I want to work with, bro. I want to work with her. I want to work with, I even want to work with Geechee One. She doing her Thug Thizzle. There's another lady, Dr. Maya. I can't think of her last name, but she does a lot of films. Of course, I'm gonna go ahead and shout out, Big Up Wild Production.
You've been with
Out the Mud. Yeah. We've been rocking for a minute. I'm so proud of them, man. Like, just it's a lot of people doing stuff, and Tubi is really helping the people who don't have all the money to make these big blockbusters, but they still have a story that they want to tell. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm a shout out.
Got really better too for a lot of these films.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody's really paying attention because they got such a bad name. So I guess everybody's really paying attention to their quality.
Yeah, and I think they're trying to they are trying to set themselves apart, because there's so many people on the platform that if you aren't making sure your stuff is as good as it can be, then you're gonna look just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think people are really.
I don't think they're accepting people with bad quality either, if I'm not mistaken. I've read it, but I'm not sure if that source was legit or not. They want you to up your quality, not as far as like 4K, 6K, whatever, but like making sure it looks like a real film.
Yeah. To a degree. Yeah. No, I feel you. I do think they've probably changed some things. I know the we ain't gonna get into all that. Distribution stuff has changed. Like I was just uploading something for distribution in May, and they changed a lot of the stuff. So yeah, a lot of stuff has changed for the better of the industry, I'll say. But long story short, you know, I feel like everybody needs to, like you said, we need to work together. The team, I think team is probably, story is great, because if you have a great story, then it's easier to pull a team together if they believe in the story as well. Right. But team is so important, man. I've been sharing this for so, like every conversation I have lately, and I stole it from Issa Rae, but like so many people are trying to network up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like so many people want to try to get their movie to 50 Cent or try to get their movie to Warner Brothers or whatever, which is cool. Do your thing. But we got so many people who are right here on our level. And if we would do, like you said, get rid of ego, right? And work with the people here, you know, work like network with the people that are on our level. We could come together and pool our resources and actually put out some dope quality stuff. And I will say that's something that me, you, I'll shout out Veronzo and Dion, you know, are trying to work better at doing just amongst ourselves. And I'm sure with, you know, other people. So yeah, it's just like pulling your, it's people next door trying to do the same thing you're trying to do.
Really is the people next door. I'm fortunate enough to have, if I need a director, Corey got me. If I need somebody to be behind the camera, Corey, you'd be like, I ain't been behind in a while, but I got you.
Yeah, but I do.
Dion be like, I got you. You need some lights. You need me to hold the mic. You want me to do the camera work? So I am fortunate enough to have people to be like, yeah, I help you. Like some of the people at the university I could talk to, Rita helped me. I'm fortunate enough to have some people to help me. So you don't need like a team of 30 and 40.
Right.
It'll get you a good 3-4 people that can help you. It's possible.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%, bro. Well, this is the longest podcast episode to date. It's all good, bro. Look, you good. I already knew, like, I swear to God, bro, before I came on, I said, hey, me and Mike going to talk. I'm sorry, me and Mike and Michael. I call him Mike and Michael.
Like, we didn't say this at the beginning.
Yeah. I said, we going
to
talk.
It's good stuff, man. I hope people that watch this, you know, listen to some of the points or all the points that we're making, but let some of them stick out, especially like new actors. Like I saw my homegirl, LaKayla, on here, and I was like, that's dope. That's dope.
Hey, Kay Bailey, since we've been names.
Kay Bailey. What it do?
Yeah, man. And also, we shout out, we'll go ahead and shout out Poetry. You know,
Trey, I know they're doing a poetry competition this weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly what they doing. And we dropping this on Father's Day too. So real quick, shout out to all the fathers, man. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all thing, bro. Don't let nobody tell you ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? Do your best, and figure out how you can do your best better. And forget what everybody else saying. That's it.
Can they try to discredit us like we not good? Oh, you know what? Because you asked me what I got going on. Because I just copyrighted it, so I'm okay to say it. I just copyrighted it. Can't nobody steal it.
It's legal now. Okay, what's
it's
up?
Legal. I do have it because a lot of the films I am are somewhat raunchy outside of like dark skin. So, no, I'm cool with it. You know, I love
Yeah.
Hey, I'm naked, whatever. I love it. But this one is strictly PG-13. It's called Girl Dad.
Okay.
It's about, and it's actually starring me and Aubrey. So what happens is it's this guy, he's a bachelor, and he doesn't know he has a daughter, and this 11-year-old, 12-year-old is on his front doorstep, and now he has to learn how to be a dad. And he got his two best friends that's helping him navigate through the situation while they're trying to figure out what happened to the mom or where the mom is at.
Gotcha.
So that is a PG, and I just finished it. There's a lot of emotional scenes in there because it says where I got Girl Dad from. Mm-hmm. And it gives that whole story and everything, and that's what makes it really emotional. But it's a really good film.
Yeah. So is it produced yet, or you writing it now? Or
I just wrote it. I'm doing the casting in my head. I'm looking at the budget. I got an idea. who I want to play each part.
I'm doing the casting in my head, bro. If that ain't the realest.
No, because when you write stuff, you know who I want to play this.
Thanks.
So you got, bro. So I got like, you can say Keke Palmer right here, and then I got somebody I know, like, all right, I'm sorry, just in case Keke Palmer be like 10,000, like, yeah, I can't do that.
It's however, more than 10,000, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're a percentage of the film because your name is a household name.
That's
funny. So I do the casting as I'm writing, so.
That's crazy.
And the plan is to have it filmed by the end of this year so it can drop next year on Father's Day.
Dope.
For the fathers. And at the end, I'm going to put all the daughters and dads that I know, like pictures, to show a bunch of good, you know, fathers.
Well, listen, bro. Hey, I'm here. You already know. Whatever.
Yeah, your name is on the list already.
Okay. I don't know what it's on for, but hey, I'm down. Either way,
you know,
I'm down. Yeah, but so I was trying to rap, and then what happened? Oh yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah. You good?
So, Father's Day.
Yeah, that's what it was. So yeah, again, happy Father's Day, and happy on you know, congratulations on Girl Dad. I'm looking forward to that. We need some more positivity out there, especially for the fathers or for the guys. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Looking forward to that, bro. And yeah, man, just one more time, remind people where they can follow you at, bro. I know you did it earlier, but just one more time, just in case they missed it the first time and don't know how to rewind.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Michael Michael. Y'all can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Everything is Michael Michael. YouTube is Michael Michael too, but that's pretty much it. Just those three. You can email me too. I'm a little old school with it, you know, mike7@gmail.com. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
Word. Hey, bro, I appreciate you taking the time to come on No Onions. I forgot about the most important part. So I didn't figure out how to do this yet, but first of all, last time we did an episode, people was commenting, which was kind of cool because I know people really watched it to the end, so that was kind of cool. But they was like, how we know that was really an onion? How we know that? Because I'm like, why would I lie? But you don't know me, right? So I bought some onions, and I left the little thing on it. So you can see these are green onions.
What's that barcode number? Oh, that's a 4.
these some green onions. And normally at the end we ask. So normally we say, like, if you don't like a film, would you go see it again after our conversation? So we know you would go see this again because I would go see it again. So this is stupid, but it's the only thing I'm coming with right now. You said Marlon Wayans is your favorite actor. Mm-hmm. Favorite actor, period. So my favorite actor, considering everything, would have to be, I love Marlon, but mine would be Will Smith.
Okay, that's a great
favorite actor. All right, so boom. Marlon, would you ever watch a Will Smith movie that drops on the same day as a Marlon movie? Would you ever watch the Will Smith movie instead of the Marlon movie?
Absolutely not.
No matter what it was.
Absolutely.
It was like Bad Boys 6.
I will have to check out Marlon's first. And if I don't like it halfway through, then I'll switch. Absolutely not. I ever have to show my loyalty.
All right.
I'm a loyal guy. I got to show my loyalty.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and take my cutting board, onion, my knife.
Chop it up.
Let me go ahead and just cut it and pop a couple in. I absolutely hate onions. I hate green onions probably the most because they shouldn't even be called onions. They long and stringy. But because, they stink. Damn. I got to figure out another way to end this.
No, that's great. That's good, ain't it?
Oh, shit. Shoot. I said
hey,
shoot.
You know what? Onion's probably a good chaser when you drink it, so I'm sure. Probably take that chaser.
Now I drunk all my drink already. Yeah, but I do more than that. Hey, bro, thanks again for coming through, bro. You know, thanks, we stay locked in, man. I appreciate you. Y'all check out Michael Michael everywhere. Best actor in the land right now. you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all be good, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. No Onions.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.